Hey guys, it's me, Sam. A little fact about almost everyone on the podcast, with the exception of Logan, is that we are all broke college students, and that kinda sucks. We do put on the show for free, and we do love doing it for free. It kind of makes us more genuine, I like to think. But bills gotta get paid, bread's gotta get made, so if you feel so kind, consider maybe checking out the Patreon, maybe? It's on our website, roleplayingandroleplaying.com, and it's just $2 a month for hours of extra content, like outtakes, burps, bathroom breaks, all sorts of shit, after shows. We got the one for all sorts of stuff. It's great. It's a load of fun. And we're gonna be adding a lot of stuff on there as we keep going, so there's gonna be new content on there all the time. So please consider just dropping us a couple bucks. It doesn't need to be anything super long term, but we would super appreciate it. And thank you so much to listening to our podcast.
Four would-be heroes arrive in the town of Breach Hill, destined for glory, but doomed for pandemonium. A paladin with a no-nonsense attitude, a ranger with murderous intent, a sorcerer fueled by his own ego, and a cleric just trying to make some coin and keep them alive. All of this and more on the Dragon Punch Squad podcast.
Hello everyone, it's me, Nicodemus. Last we left our heroes, they had decided to meet the Earthchain clan. Alizar Earthchain was not very helpful to them, and in fact seems to be somewhat of a maniac. In his rage, he did not realize that his assistant had been plotting against him, and thus he was killed. The party and his assistant, Arakron Burnsoul, a tiefling, decided to prep for an oncoming onslaught of Firehammer troops. What will happen this time? Welcome to the Ringbearer Chronicles.
I need initiative from everyone.
Oh, it's go time.
Please don't suck. Please don't suck. Please don't suck.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
My rolls have been terrible today.
Same.
Like, the one good roll I had was the dirty 20, and besides that, terrible.
I don't think I've rolled above a 10 this whole time.
So you want that initiative?
Preferably.
Alright, Woggle's got a, wait, I forgot. 6.
Oof. Audrey, what'd you get?
17.
Okay. Trevor?
2.
Ooh.
What do you mean you've only had 2?
Dane?
6.
Oh, guys. Augur?
8.
Oh, no. All right.
We're so fucked.
Kalesh has
We're
to...
We're so fucked.
Kalesh got a nat 20. You guys are saved.
Woo! Hey, he's gonna cast a spell that'll save us all.
Ah, I didn't
the
say
initiative
that.
Spell.
Tired? You sleepy?
No.
No?
Never.
No? You sure?
No.
Hmm?
Yes.
I'm fucking sure?
Need more coffee.
Hmm. Don't drink the coffee.
I'll drink it.
Never drink the coffee. What do they always tell you about? Never drink the coffee.
Don't drink the cute person juice.
Don't drink the cute person juice.
Do not.
There's a lot of things we just shouldn't be drinking in this world.
No,
maybe
you guys
consume things.
You guys have a bad track record with that shit.
Never drink
okay.
the coffee.
So Kalesh is up first, and what Kalesh is gonna do, what is Kalesh gonna do? That's a good question. I had a cool idea.
Clash doesn't really have a cool spell to cast at the moment, but what he is going to do is cast Shatter on these guards.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So, alright. I'm probably just going to say that again so I can roll now, know the damage, and then go on with my merry way and narrate the entire thing to cut this entire part out. Because it's boring hearing people roll. Klesh, my friend, what did you roll? Rolling damage on Shatter. Klesh, you gotta roll, because your damage matters. Yay.
Hey, Sam, for those who don't know, what exactly does a surprise round mean?
I will go into that in just a second.
Thank you.
Okay. So it's Klesh's turn, and Klesh casts Shatter on this group of guards kind of in the back, and the majority of them fail and take 17 points of damage, and they do not like that. They are not looking so good. So the 10 of them are not looking amazing. So the way Surprise Round works, you essentially all get a turn in initiative, and then the first round starts.
So that's it, though? There's, like, no advantage or anything?
That you don't get... I'm not going to give you advantage, because that could just ruin the whole encounter.
Fair enough.
But you do get an entire round. You get an entire round to fuck these guys up.
Yeah, that is really
That is more than enough. So for Surprised, at least in this podcast, we're not going to give you advantage or anything. Andy, you will get sneak attack, though. 100%. So speaking of that, next in the initiative order is Andy.
Okie dokie. That's a nat one.
As a nat one. Well, that's gonna miss whoever you were attacking, as an arrow flies from up above and does not hit anyone. Okay. Now it's Augur.
Shit, I will run in and start slashing. Can I make it to the mage? Because spell casting can be dangerous.
Yeah, you walk within the range of the centaur, and they get to make an opportunity attack with their polearm.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck you. Yeah, I'm pulling out of the stops. We got pull our master on a fucking enemy. Does a 25 hit?
Yep.
Okie dokie. You're gonna take... Oh, not too much. You're only gonna take 10 points of slashing damage as they move their glaive over at you. And you are now within range of the mage.
Attacks time. Haha. Fucking kidding me. Both of those are natural fours. So 13. Does 13 hit?
It does not. It barely misses.
Fuck! Yeah. God damn it. I'm rolling so bad. I'm gonna action surge in hopes that I roll better.
Okay.
Please. Okay, that's a 16 and a 27.
Oh, yep, those will both hit.
Hell yeah, and I'm gonna put a menacing attack on the first one. So that's 16 points of damage, make a whiz save.
Woof. Oh yeah, for sure.
Then I'll put it on the second one as well. That's 17 points of damage and another one to save.
That is a nat one.
Haha, frightened of me until the end of my next turn? Either that or the start.
Alright, yeah. They did not like that. That was not fun for them at all.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you get two big cuts on them. And as you do, you realize... with striking clarity, Augur, that this was the guy who was making hand gestures or casting a spell while Ulfda was attacking you.
Yeah, all those years ago. I flew into a rage, and that's why I action surged.
Wait a minute. You can't do that.
But it makes sense.
It makes sense.
But they cheated last time.
They did cheat last time. Yeah, that is going to be Orochron. So he hefts his crossbow that is way too big for him. And he's going to try to shoot the mage, kind of leaning on Ogre's example. The mage is still up, barely, as a massive crossbow bolt embeds itself in his shoulder. And he's like, who? Ogre Silvergrass? What in the hell?
Indeed, I've come back from hell to kill you.
Ooh, edgy. Dane, you're up. Oh, wait, no. Woggles is first.
Yes, sir. All right. So, Woggles looks inwards into himself and summons his key, and he whispers to himself, let go your earthly tether. Enter the void, empty, and become wind. And he lifts off from the ground, flying.
Oh, yeah. Fly like Iron Man. Here we go, baby. You are soaring.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can. You now gain a fly speed equal to your walk speed for a minute.
All right, so I'm going to move over towards the mage until I am within 15 feet of him.
Oh, easily. You make it, for sure.
All right, for sure. I'm going to make an unarmed strike at him.
Okay.
All right, that's going to be a nat 15 plus 7.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
Alright, perfect. I'm gonna roll my d6. Yeah, it's a d6. Alright, that's gonna be a 1. I'm gonna Savage Attacker it. Alright, that's a 3 plus 4 is 7. So far I'm doing 7 damage to this mage. I'm gonna write it down so I don't forget. And then I'm gonna try and hit him again with my extra attack.
Okay.
That is a 6 plus 7 is 13.
No, it does not.
Okay, and then I'm gonna bonus action unarmed strike him.
Okay.
Alright, that is a nat 18 plus 7.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna do it.
Alright, so now I'm gonna roll the d6. That's a 6 plus 4 is 10, so now I'm currently doing 17 damage. Is he dead?
No. Not yet.
All right, I'm gonna spend a key point so I can do another.
You okay, buddy?
Action.
It's a bonus action to become Iron Man.
Oh, it is. You're right. Okay.
So can you? You only can make 2 attacks this round.
Yeah. Okay, so I only did 7 damage.
Okay, 7 points of damage. Did not like that much at all. Now it's Dane Barnett's turn.
Okie dokie. So if I go over to the mage, I risk opportunity attacks, right?
No. The centaur already did an opportunity attack.
Okay, cool. So I'll go over to the mage and I'll attack with my longsword.
Okay.
Does a 15 hit?
It does.
Okay, cool. I'm liking this. That is 6 points of damage. And then can I do a bonus action, another strike?
Yeah, just 6? Yikes.
Yeah, it's only 1d8 plus 4.
Yikes, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's not going to hit, that's a 2.
Yeah, that's that. You swing your paradoxical sword and strike the mage, but the next one does not hit. He manages to scooch out of the way just in time. Trevor.
Let's go.
All right,
so everyone, is anyone left near me, or did everyone, like, fan out already?
Everyone has swarmed the mage and centaur. What are you doing? Yeah, you're still behind a pillar. You are within...
I believe it's my job to tell you what I'm doing.
You are within range of this guy. You can run towards him, yeah.
This guy, there are many.
The mage, okay. You're within range of the mage.
The mage.
The guards are behind them. And
are all 10 guards sort of clumped together?
Yeah, they're all at the back. And the veterans are slightly in front of the guards.
How's the centaur holding up?
The centaur looks fine.
Is anyone with the centaur? Didn't...
The mage is riding the centaur.
Ah!
Yeah!
How did I miss that crucial detail?
I don't know. I was very flourishing with my description.
I thought I was paying attention.
You're supposed to be taking the notes.
I'd like to get closer to Dane, because I have Sentinel, and being near my party is good for us. So I'm going to take my motion of movement and move up.
Yeah.
With my legs.
Yeah, who are you attacking?
Probably the mage, because mage not looking so hot.
Mage is not looking so hot.
Mage is not looking so hot. Please be good. Ooh, does a 21 hit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I dropped it. My room is dark. Where did it go? I found it. Oh my god, what a roll. Holy crap. 15.
That's just gonna hit.
Yes.
So, yeah, did you just try to hit with both attacks?
You mean for my extra attack?
Oh, yeah. Then go ahead and roll damage for both.
Don't I have to... No, I didn't... 15 was the first damage.
Oh, shit! 15 was damage?
Yes.
Oh, fuck! Okay, yeah. Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah, 4, 6, and then a modifier of 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Okay. Wow!
Should I roll again?
Yeah.
Alright, so this guy's still standing?
Mm-hmm.
Or riding?
Yeah, he's still riding.
Well, I don't think a 12 hits.
It does not.
I'm going to take my bonus action and Hunter's Mark the centaur, because that's probably going to be a bigger target. I hope. What do I know?
Yeah. The wizard, the mage, not looking so hot if you guys like just rip into him.
Sneezed on him.
Yeah, sneezed on him.
Free action. I sneeze on him.
No.
Does he die?
He's gone. He's dead, Michael. What have you done?
Yes.
What have you done? Okay.
Success.
We're back to the top of initiative. That was just your surprise round. it's Kalesh.
What is finish Kalesh? Him.
What's that?
I yell, finish him.
All right, give me a second. And Kalesh runs up to this mage. Oh, Kalesh. Kalesh tries to make two attacks, but the wizard, at the last second, knowing that their time is coming close, throws up a shield and blocks both. But then Kalesh turns to you, Augur, and says, for Acrustia! And you get a point of inspiration. You get, I believe it's a D8.
Yay!
If I'm correct.
Thanks, Kalesh. I appreciate you.
Yeah, Andy.
Yes. Who is closest below me?
Closest below you? I would say the two veterans are technically the closest below you.
Can I drop down onto one of them?
60 feet?
I wanna drop down and land, like, wrapped around their shoulders and then stab them.
Okay, you want to drop basically 6 stories onto someone and try to grapple them?
Yes.
Can Woggles
yes,
catch her?
Yes, I would.
Wait, you want... Okay, Woggles, you want to try to alley-oop her onto someone to grapple them?
I mean, better than her falling 60 feet.
Okay. I will allow this.
Yes.
If Logan, you use your bonus action from your next turn along with your reaction now. I will allow it because it's stupid as fuck, but it's also dope.
Yeah, so
if you get rid of your bonus action for this turn, then I allow it.
No, that fits my plans. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, I'm fucking fuck. I'm going to need Andy to make an acrobatics check, and I'm going to need Woggles to make an athletics check.
Well, I was expecting it like a dex save. an 18. No,
you are actively doing this. 18? Okay. Woggles.
I got a nat 20, so 25.
Fuck both of you. Andy, you... What do you say to alert Woggles to you jumping off the fucking buttresses above?
I don't.
He just knows.
You fall, and Woggles, you are one with the wind. You can hear something disturbed above you, and you turn at the right moment, and kind of like Kung Fu Panda, use the momentum of Andy to sling her at one of these veterans. Make a grapple check with advantage.
Give me a moment. I gotta get out and die.
It would be great if this part fails.
Grapple check.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, can you be, like... can you be a nat one? Can you be a grand spanking total of 7?
I got a 16.
Yeah, you're grappling the veteran on the left. He's like, "Hey, what's all this about then?" And you're like totally,
then I'm gonna stab
totally
him.
Grappling him.
Like
okay, this is an action. No.
That,
you can't attack.
I mean, was
you
it?
Dropped from the fucking ceiling.
Hey. All I did was jump down.
That's kind of fair. She just spent her movement.
Okay, she do be spitting facts, though. Go ahead and roll your attack. She do be spitting facts.
18.
To hit?
Yes.
On a veteran? I believe that will do it. Yes.
16
damage?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Gotcha. Wow, yeah, okay. I'm gonna narrate this. So Andy falls from the ceiling and Woggles kind of like does this spin in midair, and Wogdromeda is back at it again as Andy rockets towards this guy and stabs him in the fucking chest. He's like, "Oh, what the fuck is this then?" Yeah, crazy fucking turn. Jesus Christ, you guys are insane. You guys are just
Wogdromeda can't beat the duo.
Wogdromeda. God, it sounds like a weird kid show.
Or a weird ska band.
Or a weird ska band, yeah. It's now the centaur's turn. Augur is going to take literally 3 attacks.
The fuck?
What do you mean, the fuck? Oh, the mage is the target. The mage is who we need to attack. Subversions of expectation, bitch. What's your AC again?
19.
18?
19.
19, ooh.
Well, shield protection.
Okay, then only 2 of those hit. You take a grand spanking total of 24 points of slashing damage. And additionally, I'm going to need you to make 2 strength saving throws.
One of which is a natural 1, the other one's an 18.
Alright, on the 1, you are now prone.
Okay.
Yep. That is the centaur's turn. The centaur does not say anything as they just rend you with their massive glaive. And then, you want to know what happens now? It do be the mage's turn, though.
Still frightened.
Yeah, that's not gonna affect what happens next. I need everyone. That's gonna be... Oh, Woggles is actually not within range of this. I'm gonna need Trevor, Klesh, and Augur to all make constitution saving throws.
Nat
20.
Thank God.
Okay.
Oh, wow. 23?
Yeah, that's gonna do it.
25.
5? 25. Oh, shit. That's much better.
18 plus 7.
It's much better than a 5. And, of course, Klesh rolls over the DC. All right, so you all take half damage. You guys all take 9 points of thunder damage each. Additionally... the mage poofs out of existence.
Ugh.
If
only only I marked him.
If only. If only. Yeah, you see that the mage appears right near the open doors out into the street. And that is their turn. Ba-da-ba-ba. Thunderstep is a bitch. So, I am going to need all of the guards and veterans to go. Yay! So yeah, they're gonna swarm you guys. So, Woggles, you notice that a few guards take out bows to try to attack you. So you're gonna take 3 bow attacks, and the rest of the gang is gonna take a bunch of attacks too. So Andy, you're getting attacked by both veterans because they're honestly a little terrified of you.
Good.
Is she still grappled onto them?
Yes, she is grappled to one.
Yep, nope, she's grappled to all of them.
Yep, both. She's got them in this vicious bear hug. No, she doesn't. But then three of the 10 guards are shooting Woggles, which means that one is going for Dane because he is not perceived as much of a threat. 2 are going for Augur. 2 are going for Trevor, and 2 are going for Kalesh. So, let's roll them bones. Alright, Andy, you're taking 4 attacks. So you take 23 points of slashing damage total between these guys as they swing at you with their swords. But you manage to hold on. This guy is not trying to break grapple with you. He's just trying to hit you.
Okay.
Additionally, Woggles, you take 3 attacks. Wow. Only one of which hits.
Woo!
And you take 12 points of damage. Wow, that was a good hit. Dane, you're taking 1? Absolutely not. This guy swings his sword, it bounces right off of your Vanthian armor. No sweat.
Him attacking anyways, though, means I can react with a melee attack, right?
Ooh, yeah, you want to hit that guard in particular?
I tell him to get nay-nayed.
As I'm hitting him, he says get nay-nayed, and then
roll to hit this guy. Roll to hit this punk.
Ooh, does a 17?
Yes.
Okay. Reroll, because of my...
Great Weapon Mastery, or Great Weapon Fighting.
I rerolled Great Weapon Fighting and got worse.
Oh, that's awful. I don't even know.
Okay, 11.
11 to... Oh, yeah. So Dane, this guy hits Dane, goes ping, he looks up, Dane says, get nay-nayed, and then this maul comes and smashes this guy into the fucking ground.
Big brother looms.
Killing him instantly.
Alongside, woo! There's just like a, like the church bell, like the Taco Bell song, like, bong.
Exactly. The get nay-nayed is a death mark. God, what have I become? What is this podcast? So there's 9 guards left now. Yay! Because that shatter did a number on them. Okay. Oh yeah, they still have to attack Trevor, so you're getting 2 attacks. 2 of those hit, holy shit. Wow. You take... only 14 points of piercing. As they jab at you with spears. Are you one over? Augur, you're gonna hit twice. No, you are not. Uh-huh. They both swing at you and you easily dodge. One of them you just kind of like block with your shield. These guys are chump potatoes.
Repost?
Oh yes. Which feller are you reposting? There's 2.
I don't know, the one I blocked with my shield, so I can smack that sword away and give him a good old stabby stab.
Yeah, give him a good old stabby stab.
Nope, that's a 9. Never mind.
Yeah, that ain't gonna do it. You swing and a miss. He barely manages to duck out of the way in time. Alright, that was the big round that I hate. Augur, it is now your turn. And this guy, you got two guys next to you. You got the centaur and the mage is currently attempting to escape.
Since the mage is gonna attempting to escape, I'm gonna yell out, "Don't let them escape! Woggles, you're the fastest!" Because he's trying to escape, and Woggles is the fastest, so that makes the most sense.
That does make sense. Yes.
Bonus action, second wind, 9 hit points back.
Very cool.
Because I wasn't looking too good, and then both attacks on the centaur because he is scary.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's more likely to hit me. Oh, fuck. I really hope his AC isn't super good. That is an 18 and a 17.
Those both hit.
Fuck you. I still have 2 superiority die left. So how about we do a disarming attack? Oh, that's cocked. So 4, 6...
What is that get? A strength save?
Yes.
How does a 27 look?
That succeeds. 14 points of damage.
Okay. Well, that's what that 20 will do for you, I guess. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, he did not like that. Was that for one attack?
That was one attack. So 14 for the first one, and then second one's not going to have any stank on it, so it's just 10 points of damage.
We love to see it. Yeah, you do a significant amount of damage to the centaur, and the centaur kind of looks you up and down and kind of smirks. It is now Woggles' turn.
How far away is the mage from me?
The mage is about 75 feet away from you.
75 feet. Okay. I am going to get within... No, I'll do my full movement speed to move 40 feet towards him, and then I'm going to cast Ice Knife at him.
Ooh! What's the range on Ice Knife? It's like, what is it, 30 feet or something?
60 feet. 60.
Ooh, yeah, I'll do it! Oh, is that Wait, you throw it to hit, right?
Yeah, I throw it to hit, and then even if it misses, he has to succeed on Dex saving throw or take 2d6 cold damage.
It all hinges on this, Logan.
Alright, let's fucking go. Roll well, please, nat 20. Oh my fucking god.
What'd you roll?
Does a 9 hit?
No. However, they do need to make a dex save.
Yeah.
That is a natural 2.
Yes, oh, sir! God. Okay,
please
2d6.
Roll high. Please roll
2d6.
High.
2d6. Let's go. 12 damage right here. All right. I can savage attacker it, right?
No, this is not a weapon attack.
Okay. Well, that's a 1.
Okay.
Oh no.
Plus 5 is 6.
He had exactly 6 hit points left.
Yes.
As this ice knife lands in front of you, he teleports away and is trying to run out. And just as he reaches the door, you throw an ice knife right above his head and the shards explode back in his face and he falls over onto the ground unconscious.
Guys,
what a shot. Oh my god.
Woggles with the trick shot over here.
Honestly, can we say it was a 360 and that's why it missed?
Sure. Yeah, Woggles, you do like a barrel roll in midair, like shoot this ice knife out, and it's a little off because you're trying to be a little trickster boy, but it's almost working out for you. But it still does what it needs to do. This guy is down for the count. So mage is out. Guard, you got 9 guards left, 2 veterans, and a whole ass centaur.
All right, that is my turn, because I have no bonus action.
I forgot about Arakron. Arakron is going to shoot at a guard. He doesn't got much else to do. Oh, my God. Holy shit! What the fuck? Okay, I'm going to tell you guys right now, he just crit and did max damage.
Oh, my God.
So you guys watch as one of the guards that tried to hit Augur misses him. Right? And then this crossbow bolt hits him right in the fucking face and impales him into the ground. Zarakron's like, ah, there we go. Still got it. Still got it. And he's like trying to reload this bow with both hands. Now it is Dane's turn. Dane's world.
Okay.
Dane's world.
Party time.
Party time.
All right. Okay. Are these guards humanoid?
They are, yes.
Can I try Crown of Madness against
them? Oh, you sure can. This is all right. This is the place to do it.
That is a 12.
I think this it's a saving throw, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What is your DC? It should be your wisdom modifier plus your proficiency bonus plus 8.
Wisdom, yeah, 13.
13 total?
That's... yeah.
Okay, Crown of Madness, is that one target? Yeah, one humanoid. So yeah, do you want to choose one of the guards? I'm assuming you're choosing one of the guards who has a bow out, because they're all kind of in a group.
Yeah.
Does that work? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, guard's not going to have a very good wisdom save. So let's see what they get. Motherfucker. What do you say to make this guard go crazy?
You left the stove on at home.
I left the... oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. and he kind of turns his bow to one of his friends and says, I left the stove on! and that's your turn. this guy's crazy now. He's absolutely bonkers. It does take somebody off of Woggles, at the very least.
Woo!
So it's now, finally, Trevor Barnett.
Alright, hello, Mr. Centaur. I marked you. And with this maul, I will smite thee.
Alright.
I keep rolling it behind my computer. Does a 13 hit?
That does not, but remember, you have the cool mace that adds stuff.
The maul adds... oh, to the attack roll. Wait.
Yeah?
I still have inspiration from probably months ago. I'm going to use it.
Oh, then... Oh, DM?
I have inspiration.
DM inspiration?
Yeah, DM inspiration.
Oh, then yeah. Oh, then yeah, go ahead.
I rolled a 2. 15. Does 15 hit?
Still no.
Can I still use the maul thing?
Yeah, you can take one that to get to the 16 that you need.
Oh, thanks. I'm gonna do one.
My god, guys, his armor class is 16. Holy shit.
So now my armor class is 16 too.
Yes it is.
Anyways,
yeah,
so
that attack will hit.
So 16, and it hits, yay.
Yeah, and you have Hunter's Mark on that
too. I have Hunter's Mark. So let's get cracking. And then I can Divine Smite this, right?
Yeah.
Let me erase a spell slot.
Gosh, being a paladin is so hard.
Oh my god, what level spell are you doing?
I only wrote down Divine Smite for one. I don't even know what does two do?
Yeah, you have two adds another d8. You
so
have
it would three be
d8 with second level.
What if
you're doing a second level
smite? What if I just do second level?
A second level smite, that would be 3d8 extra radiant.
Yep, so I'm doing that. Get my d8.
Okay.
Gosh, where was I? I gotta remember my number. Oh, I wrote it down. That. Okay. Oh no, I rolled 2 ones. Okay. 27 damage.
Holy fuck. Wow. Yeah. And is that just your
first
attack?
That was my first attack.
Oh my god. Go for your second, I guess.
Let's see if this hits. Ooh, 14.
Fourteen.
I don't know if I want to dig even deeper into my armor class.
Yeah, I'm gonna rule for your maul that you can do it once per turn. Because I don't want to have you like down 10 AC in a single turn.
Acceptable.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have that. I'm gonna write down that you only can do that once per turn. But 14 will not hit. But even still, you smack the centaur, and like you, it's actually, describe to me how you smack the centaur.
I whip and nay nay, just like last time.
Just like last time?
Yeah, when I helped Dane out. Okay, no, so I turn, and I look at him, and I raise the weapon, and then, believe it or not, I lower it. I lower it, but I lower it very, very quickly into him. And it like hits him, and it's painful.
Okay.
And it definitely hits flesh, and it just does a little ouchie, does a little trolling.
Yeah. Does ouchie? Okay, yeah.
And it does that, and then I take the weapon back, and I'm holding it. I didn't leave it there.
Okay. Yeah. And then you try that again with the second one, but it doesn't.
And I try it again. Okay, yeah. So I tried again with the second one. I haven't moved besides my arm, but my arm is a little finicky, and I miss. I swipe him and catch nothing but air. It's quite embarrassing. I take a couple steps back and stand back up, and I'm back to normal.
Yeah, there you go. There's your incredibly descriptive hit. You like bow the back of the centaur by like just smashing it.
Owie.
Owie. And then it kind of anticipates the next hit and looks at you kind of with a newfound respect. Cool. We are back to the top of initiative. It's now Kalesh's turn. Kalesh is going to attack the centaur twice. Actually, no. He has guards on him. He's going to attack the guards. Oh, Kalesh. Dude. Alright, well, Kalesh kills one of the guards. So, yeah. You guys watch Kalesh take his rapier and just slit the throat of one guy and immediately turn and parry another one's blow. And it's now Andy's turn. You are grappling one of the gladiators. Or not gladiator, veterans.
Sam, would you let me do this? I know we did a lot last round, but...
Oh, depends. It all depends. It all depends.
Well, Sam, do you know that little game I like to play when training?
Drop the knife?
Sure. Yeah, how I throw it up and I wait for it to fall on someone.
Go on.
I would like to do that, please.
So you want to throw the knife up in the air and drop it on whom?
Who's everyone in the middle of fighting right now? Because I'm kind of away from everyone, right?
Centaur is big dude, by the veterans, and there's a bunch of guards.
Yeah, and you're not, everything is kind of a mosh pit at this point. Everything is kind of all together. You're not really away from anyone, you're just grappling the veterans.
Could I hit the one that I'm not grappling, the veteran that I'm not grappling?
Okay, I see, okay. Oh, okay, and you want to throw the dagger up into the air?
So my hope in doing so is that I will get sneak attack because he won't see me throwing the knife at him.
You roll this attack at disadvantage? Sure.
Okay. It'd be cool if it worked.
It would be really cool if it worked.
It'd be pretty cool if it worked.
That's gonna be 22.
With disadvantage?
Oh, with disadvantage. Sorry.
Disadvantage? You thought I said advantage for the shit you're trying to pull?
No. I heard you say disadvantage, but my brain went to add advantage right away.
Oh, okay. Give me a second. Yeah.
Okay, that's still good. That's gonna be 17.
You fucker, that's his AC. God damn it.
Yes. Sorry for...
We're all hitting on the money today.
I'm gonna have it so that this hits on their turn. Okay? I'll let you roll damage when it gets to their turn.
Okay. Could I use the stun function of my knife when that happens?
Oh, you are...
I am what, Sam?
You are really stretching it here. That's like a trigger you would pull as the knife goes in. No. Right? Like
I will use a different one then.
Oh, you're just throwing a normal knife?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, it'll get sneak attack when it lands.
Cool.
Cool. That is literally insane. I expect nothing less. Speaking of insane, the centaur is up. Who did a ton? Oh, Trevor. Trevor, you're taking the brunt of its rage. It's gonna make 3 attacks against you.
Yeah.
Your AC is now 16.
Yay.
That's 3 hits, my boy. I need 3 strength saving throws.
It'd be awesome if I didn't die.
Well.
Ooh, not a good one. Ooh. 6, 9, 13.
Alright, you're knocked prone.
Awesome.
And you take a grand total of 35 points of slashing damage.
Ooh. I forget, do they go negative?
Do what go negative?
Hit points. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Only if you're looking for insta death, which we're not.
Yes, I doubt you're at insta death, though. Are you down?
I am. My friend just got downed.
No! Don't bring this back! Stop it! Yeah, but you are downed. You are unconscious, and I will have you make death saves.
Yay!
By the time it is your turn.
Yay!
Yay! Yay! As this centaur just, like, after it gains this newfound respect, you just lays into you with the, with its glaive, and just smacks, just...
Yay!
Smacks you into the ground.
Yay!
Yay! We are all very excited about that. Trevor Death 2.0? Poggers?